The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome. We have a very, very exciting day for you today. We have John Zmirak coming up at the end of this hour. And in hour two, we're talking to Liz Wiehl. You will remember her. I should say it's Liz Wiehl from Fox News. And she has written a book about the most, it's unspeakable, the most evil spy in modern history, a spy in plain sight. My friend Kevin McCullough, who's going to be my guest for this hour, is holding up a copy of the book. Welcome, yeah. Kevin.
It's a great book, and Lise is a great interview on it because her father was a was an FBI agent for all of her growing up years. And this was really the case that she takes apart in this book was really a fundamental failure of that system. And given what we've seen with current things like, you know, the elections in 2020 and so forth, there's some very interesting perspective that I'm sure you'll get out of her. So okay, enjoy. So it should be great.
So that's coming up in hour two today. For the full hour, we've got John Zmirak at the end of this hour. But right now we have you, Kevin McCullough, a.k.a. Votstradamus.
Reporting right, for duty, sir.
Votstradamus, what is cooking, my friend? What is happening? Can we talk about the Supreme Court?
Yeah, let's do.
Mob rule is trying to take over America, and the Biden pseudo administration is refusing to lift a finger because they don't actually care about laws or anything like that.
This is really remarkable, Eric, when you look at it just on the face, because from the moment that the leak came out, there were people that were, you know, obviously worried about the Supreme Court ruling itself and how that was going to impact, you know, abortion accessibility and so forth. But in the last week, much of the focus has moved to the how did the leak occur? Where did it come from? What happens to the person that did it? And what does this mean going forward? And we don't have a ton of stuff that has been revealed publicly yet. I do know that the federal marshals are investigating per Chief Justice John Roberts' instructions, but there's a very interesting set of facts that have come out since that occurred. And one of them has to do with this whole issue of protests that you just touched on, which Jen Psaki, for like the last 3 days that she was doing her job actively for the White House, basically said, we want you to go over there and to protest at their house. Like she said it in almost that explicit of a term. She's asked, you know, an objective question. What do you think about the protesters? Oh, we want you to keep going over there. It's kind of how she responded. And there's a federal law code, law code 1570 in the federal code that expressly says that doing such things like pickets and parading, which this the protest would be considered, are not allowed by the residents of any judicial officer in the United States, particularly as it is focused or has anything to do with a specific set of circumstances related to a case.
How is this any different than the mob rule in the South when racist whites wanted to lynch a black man because they didn't like what the judge was doing? They didn't trust the law, so they're going to take it into their own hands. This is as un-American and evil as anything. And if you're not standing up against it, Jen Psaki, Joe Biden, you prove yourselves to be the enemies of America. You don't care about anything except winning. It is despicable. And I'll say further, if you are some kind of a Christian or some kind of an American that either voted for these people or that said, it doesn't matter, let me tell you, this is on you. Mm-hmm. This is the destruction of America. Forget about abortion. This is about law. For 50 years, we had this despicable abortion of a law called Roe v. Wade, and good people who knew that it was wrong abided by it. And when you
and we didn't like it, and we thought it was dangerous to the welfare of children. Like, there were all the arguments that you could make in reverse.
So here we are. And so to my friends on the left, especially in the church, do you see what is happening, folks? Do you see what is happening in America? Are you okay with it? I sometimes think, in fact, Kevin, I always think lately, God is allowing these things to show what they really are. The masks mm-hmm. have come off. We are seeing the evil. We're seeing the bloodlust, the mob mentality. We've never seen this in modern times. And when you see it, you think, okay, now I know these are not good guys. These are bad guys. By the way, the leak, people should go to jail. Like, oh, really, really.
Let me give you an update on that. So there was a lot of, you know, people were pondering, you know, what's the outcome of the leaker and so forth? Does it really break a law to reveal a court's decision before the court officially releases it? I went straight to the source, Andy McCarthy, former prosecutor in the Southern District of New York and really, really solid constitutional guy, National Review senior fellow, et cetera. I said, Andy, what is the legal boundary here? What was the laws that are impacted by this? And he said, Kevin, it's an open and closed case of obstruction. He said, the problem here is that everyone wants to talk about Supreme Court rulings and their opinions as though they are some sort of political animal. And that's how we generally use them in our discussions. Well, this case said that and so forth. He goes, what people forget is that this is the highest exercise of law in the country. This is the preeminent practice of law. And so this isn't a political case before the Supreme Court. It's a legal case. And in their performing of their duties, the justices will exchange the opinions that they are writing on the given topics, and they'll let you read what I'm writing and I'll read what you're writing, and we'll give feedback. And it's a very collaborative effort. All the people that disagree with the majority ruling know what the majority ruling is going to say when it comes out. All the people that disagree with the dissent are going to know what the dissenters are going to say. It is very, very collaborative, and they are allowed to exchange those drafts as often as they need to in the performance of that job. What they are not allowed to do, and this was the word that Andy McCarthy used, is to extort or to in some way take into personal possession the documents or the property of the court itself. And these documents are the possession of we the people as the court is performing its work. So whoever did this extorted that document to themselves and then for selfish purposes did something illegal with it. And in doing so are trying to obstruct the normal flow of justice at the Supreme Court. It's a very serious charge. It's a felony.
This is
it'll bring jail time.
And that's just that part of it.
Yeah.
Now the rioting, you know, the peaceful protests where people scream themselves hoarse outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. This is mob rule, folks. This is no different than when the mafia intimidates a judge. There's a phone call. Hey, you want a bullet through your head? Hey, we know where your son goes to school.
Yep.
Maybe you want to think twice about that ruling. Click. That's what we're dealing with.
Yep.
If you're not sickened by it, you're either ignorant or you're dead inside. If you're an American that cares about the rule of law, you need to understand that what this Biden administration is allowing and what the left in America is allowing is the end of America. There is no America if we don't respect our laws, if we don't know that our judges are safe. If you want some of this, you can go down to the cartels down in South America, Central America, Mexico. You can see what that looks like, see what that society looks like. And if you like it, you can leave America, because this country was founded by people who understood our ways are not going to be like that. We're not going to have that in America. But the left in America has become so desperate and so naked. The masks have come off. They are willing to show their true face. It's horrifying, but we have to stand against it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And finally, I've asked a few Supreme Court experts, you know, where does the standing of this ruling stand right now? How likely is it that we're going to see it, you know, sooner rather than later? Because it was thought to be most likely going to be the final ruling release. So it'd be like late June when it would come out. There's a good chance that it'll be towards the early portion of the rulings that begin being released here in another week or so, simply because the draft opinion, according to Chief Justice Roberts, seemed to reflect what the final opinion was going to say. I mean, he seemed to grant it legitimacy. Interestingly, he probably wasn't a signatory to the majority. And that would mean a 5-4 decision in favor of it without him.
Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Much more coming up with Kevin McCullough.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates that Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for two nights only, May 16th and 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you'll not want to miss. Go to Fathom Events. .com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16th or May 17th and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. That's Fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M, events.com, fathomevents.com. There is a battle, folks. It's taking place in America. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you need to see this film. The Matter of Life is the film, May 16th and May 17th. Go to fathomevents.com right now, fathomevents.com.
Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there.
Folks, welcome back. We're talking to our friend Kevin McCullough about the news of the day. We don't always talk about the news of the day on this program. Later on, we have John Zmierich and Lees Wheel. We'll be talking about her new book. Really exciting stuff, I have to tell you. Kevin, we were just talking about the Supreme Court. And I would just want to say, I never dreamt in my lifetime I would see anything like this. I mean, a leak in the Supreme Court like this. Now, there's this level of brazen illegal activity on the part of the left, which kind of proves that they don't trust the system. They don't value the system. They don't believe in their own ideas. They have to use force. They have to intimidate justices. I really think that this is, it is so ugly and so amazing. But I hope Americans are waking up that if you do not fight this, folks, you are to blame. We need to fight this. This is as you know, you'd fight if Chinese troops came here, or maybe you wouldn't. But if you wouldn't, then, you know, you don't deserve to live in a great country like this. This is Marxism. It's the end of law. It's the end of America. And it's on many, many levels. So, Kevin, thanks for giving us some details. Well, and I do hope this comes out, that the ruling comes out soon.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it will be of benefit to everyone. It's funny because people have asked me, Kev, how do you think this is going to impact the election? Obviously, it's a big election year. Congressional seats are up. And in November, just by way of a little bit of encouragement, Donald Trump has endorsed 59 primary candidates across the country. 58 of them have been successful in their bids so far. And that's a pretty healthy record for his endorsements nationwide. And I think part of it is just a simple sign that they understand what they had. They understand what they have now. And there's some real fear about what we're turning into. I'm glad you used the word Marxism, because, Eric, we've thrown words around progressivism, leftism, liberals, et cetera. These are really different animals than anything we've seen on the political left for the last few decades. When I think of a liberal, I think of John F. Kennedy saying, ask not what you can do for your country, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Maybe someone who thought of big government as offering some solutions to people, but not ever saying that the American system was wrong and that we needed to overhaul and completely, wipe it out. The current political left does say that stuff. They elect people like Ilhan Omar, who desperately want American traditions to be wiped off the face of the earth. And Elizabeth Warren, just this very morning, talking to The Hill, saying, it shouldn't be right for the minority to be able to obstruct the majority. It's time to do away with the filibuster. Now, she's saying that, of course, after they voted on the filibuster and the majority of the Senate, 51-49, disagreed with her. So I don't know how she comes to that conclusion. But I think to the point that you were talking about it being Marxism, there is no morality about how power is obtained. It is only the object of obtaining the power that is the ultimate goal. And so once you have the power, you can do it to crush people. You can do it to silence people. You can do it to whatever end that you need to, because the moral aspect of Marxism is to hold the power. That is exactly what the far left, particularly of the Democratic Party in America, believes now. And whether it's the press secretary saying, go storm the houses, even though it directly violates different versions of federal law, or whether it's every element of childhood being taken away from children. Remember, the left don't have nearly as many children as the breeders do. We people on the right have a lot more kids, and we need to keep having more. Yeah. But they want to pump them with puberty blockers and give them the option when they're adolescents to have uncorrectable gender reassignment surgery. This stuff is insane. And now if you speak out against Rachel Levine, the biological male, who is the highest ranked Navy female officer in the services, all that in quotes, she says that you can't even have a debate over whether or not kids should be given, quote, affirming care, including puberty blockers and gender reassignment surgery. So in other words, parents don't get a say. Normal people don't get a say. And if you disagree with what they do say, you're the problem. Now, that's Rachel, where this Marxism is just being flushed right in our faces.
The craziness of it is that this is not this is evil, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else, when you want to take parents from their children and cut girls' breasts off or let them do that, even though they're mentally ill, instead of comforting them and loving them and saying, no, sweetie, we don't want you to do that. They're saying, yeah, we're gonna hide it from the parents. I mean, all this stuff is crazy. You mentioned Rachel Levine. Just in case people don't know who that is, if you know the guy who looks a lot like Dog the Bounty Hunter, who believes that he's a woman, he named himself Rachel.
I thought he looked more like the one of the Grateful Dead members, but I could be wrong on that.
I'm thinking if you clean up Dog the Bounty Hunter and put him in a military uniform. But the fact of the matter is, most people in America know this is crazy stuff. We want to weep over these people, but these people are being allowed to create policy. If you are not involved in fighting this, folks, I will have to ask you, do you love your kids? Do you love your country? What do you believe in? This is just, it's a level of madness, utterly unlike anything we've ever seen. It's just absolutely wicked. We have to speak against it.
And let me add just one other breaking news from today. Joe Manchin was pressed very hard yesterday on whether or not he would support what they're calling the codification of Roe v. Wade into federal law. It's this Accessibility to Abortion Act or whatever it's called. And he had to call a press conference and come out and say, guys, this is not the codification of Roe v. Wade. This is an expansion of abortion. Roe v. Wade said you had a federal right to abortion. What this law wants to do is wipe out 500 state and local laws nationwide to basically force abortion availability via taxpayer dollars into every corner of the world that it's not currently at. And to your point, it's a zero-sum game. If you give them a half an inch, they will take 6,000 miles. And that's why we can't just sit back and say it's okay for them to, you know, simply state their disagreement. No, every time that Jen Psaki has said stuff crazy in recent weeks from the press room, we've got to denounce it. We've got to call attention to it. We've got to say that is not true. We've got to force facts back into the conversation, because these people do not have nerve endings that receive the normal receptor messages as to, oh, I shouldn't say that. It's blatantly not true.
Well, they're we're in a new world. And that's why people like Tim Keller and others who they're good people, but what they said 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the reason it no longer applies is because the world has changed and they refuse to see how dramatically things have changed, so that their anodyne platitudes, they no longer hold. I don't know if you know, I wrote an article responding to what was said in Christianity Today. Russell Moore wrote a piece in Christianity Today. I was blown away. I thought, if you want to know if you're in a new day, Russell Moore writes a piece in Christianity Today at Easter, basically demonizing the Walmart deplorables, using highfalutin language, quoting James Davison Hunter. But the point is saying that if you're politically different from me, you're about conquest. You're not about the gospel. Of course, if you agree with him, you're about social justice. And I thought to myself, I have to write about this, because people don't realize how crazy it has gotten, that people on the left, whether theologically or politically, they've thrown the rules away. They have open contempt for we the people who elect the president, the people who govern in America. We're free. The people govern. The left now has open contempt. And Russ Moore, in the pages of Christianity Today, and I rebutted it in my piece at the Stream, but he makes the case for why we need to have contempt for these, you know, flyover rubes who don't really understand anything. They're primal. They don't know. They don't understand the gospel. They didn't go to Westminster Seminary, or I don't know what, where you need to go to learn the foolishness that he's talking about. But Kevin, we're in a new day, and people, the good news is that people are waking up. They're beginning to understand things are so bad. Wait a minute. I think maybe I better do something. Maybe I better homeschool my kids. Maybe I better run for school board. Maybe I better vote. Maybe, you know, we better get busy.
Well, and the even better news is that the counter is the gospel that Russell Moore is ignoring is the actual solution. So if we want to solve the gender identity crisis amongst young people, we don't need to be giving them puberty blockers and giving them surgeries. We need to sit down and say, what was God's design for you when he made you, when he made us? How did he design male and female to work together? And what types of good comes out of a complementarian relationship in that, you know, synchricity of working together like that, as opposed to saying we should all be whatever, you know, our brain decides that we are, that may be different than our biology.
It is just astonishing that people like Russ Moore and Christianity Today are counseling Christians not to fight on these issues. Yeah. It's like saying, don't fight against the slave trade. Let it go, man. We'll be right back talking to Kevin McCullough.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, I continue to talk to our friend Kevin McCullough, a.k.a. Votestradamus. Votestradamus knows all, tells all. Tell us, Votestradamus, when I saw the Senate try to push forward this insane abortion law and fail, I thought, this is pure politics. They're doing this because they know they're going to get destroyed in November. So they're trying to come across like we're the only hope. We're doing everything we can to save you from the evil Republicans, something like that.
Well, what's interesting about the failure of that vote was that it not only didn't meet the cloture standard, which I think they were required to have 60. And this is why Elizabeth Warren was all out of sorts when she was in the hallway with the Hill afterwards saying, oh, it's time to do away with the filibuster. It didn't even get a majority of votes. So it failed 49-51. You had a couple of Democrats that sided with Republicans that swayed the difference there. And at the end of the day, we are still not a country that is eager to we don't worship Moloch here. We don't eat our children. Like, this is not. And it feels somewhat surreal saying that, Eric. But when you look at the insanity that the left has gone after our kids with, they hate children from the preborn stage to the infant formula shortage that is cropping up all over the place now, where the USDA actually controls about 60% of the production of formula. And had this been the Trump administration and he had taken the same blueprint that he did with vaccines and said, let's go get a private-public partnership and get formula made and get it out to the shelf so that babies are okay. They could have done that. And there's a couple of factories in Michigan right now that are sitting still that have been lifeless since mid last year. They could totally invoke those, get those going and solve some of this problem, but they're choosing not to do it. So they don't like them in the womb. They're not concerned about the fact that they don't have a formula for them now. And they want to shove puberty blockers and other kinds of ideological things upon them as soon as possible. And without parents' permission, in their dream world, any child that's hit, 5 to 8 years of old, 8 years of age should be able to talk about transgenderism and all this other stuff without parents' knowledge. This is a universe that is evil is not strong enough in terms of the passion that rages in my mind when I hear this, because it's like they are targeting children. It's not that they just don't like them.
It's like evil. We have to be blunt. If you are not fighting against this, or if you are going along with people who make it seem like, oh, well, everybody has difference of opinion. That's what I was saying earlier. When Tim Keller wrote some of the stuff that he wrote, when you have Russ Moore, they are dramatically out of touch. We are living in a time, you just said it, children are being genuinely targeted. This is not some talking point. Can you even imagine that 49 senators voted for this radical, crazy, crazy law that the Democratic Party has sold its soul to abortion. Yeah. It is over. They are no longer the party. They were once a principled party on the other side. We disagreed with stuff. They have gone into full-blown Marxism. And, when it comes to abortion, it's like devil worship. What do you say to people that are in love with abortion? What happened to safe, legal, and rare?
is not even mantra that they accept anymore, because they've removed the word rare from it.
Of course.
And what is really disturbing about this, Eric, is that during the pandemic, they wanted to use science all up in your face about why you didn't support a vaccine or why you didn't support this or that, that Mr. Fauci, you know, gave his genuflecting actions to, et cetera. You can actually say to them in these debates, but wait a second, you completely misrepresent this. You talk about this being the woman's body and the woman's domain and all the rest of that. But the genome and the biogenetic code that is in that baby is distinct and separate from the genome and biogenetic code that's in the mom. And so we know that from a science perspective, those are two different human beings.
Yeah,
so I agree with your autonomy for yourself, but who speaks for the autonomy for the child? Where's the child's autonomy?
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's a level of desperation. It's madness. And I would just say the onus is on people who know that abortion is wrong, who have compassion for people who get into these messes, but nonetheless to stand up and to say, we will not allow this. This is evil. And if you're going to be the kind of a party, Democrat Party, that you really don't even begin to care about the mother, about the child, it's all lip service, it's all nonsense, we have to reject you. And so with all respect to, you know, my friend Tim Keller and others, they are not facing the present reality. It's no longer Paul Tsongas's and Sam Nunn's Democratic Party.
Right.
This Democratic Party is the party of Mao Zedong and the Marquis de Sade. And if you can't face that, I don't know what to say. It's just, these are the facts. We're not making them up.
And in the church, with, you know, all deference to Keller and Moore and the others that have espoused similar leanings in recent months and years, and the number has grown more than I would like it to, I just have a simple question. If you are going to be the people of the gospel by nature does offend. It does say you have sin that needs to be dealt with. There has always been a component to the gospel that has stood against evil and in favor of righteousness. And it just feels like now some people just don't want to fight evil anymore. And that's a problem.
That's what it boils down to. Always a joy. My dear friend, Kevin McCullough, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.
Folks on the other side, we'll have a few moments with John Zmirak. Don't go away.
What I've got, they used to call the blues.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. I know you know how much I love Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell and MyPillow right now are offering a BOGO extravaganza. BOGO, buy one, get one. BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you get the buy one, get one free special MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the 6-piece towel sets, and the roll and go anywhere My Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at mypillow.com. Use the promo code Eric. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at mypillow.com. Use the code Eric or call 1-800-978-3057. 1-800-978-3057. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free. You won't believe it. It's amazing. 800-978-3057 or mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. Folks, welcome back. We have John Zmirak to talk with us about, I don't know, a little film I like to call 2000 Mules. John, what's on your mind?
Eric, do you remember election night 2020? I will never forget that.
Vividly,
it was the strangest, creepiest night of my life.
Yeah.
I remember it more vividly than I remember the terrorist attack in 9/11, and I was in New York. But it was the same kind of feeling. Something horrible is happening to America. And I don't know who's behind it, but there's something very dark going on, and we're not being told the truth about it by the media. and our establishment is covering it up. And it turned out that was true of 9/11, that the Bush administration was covering up the connections of the Saudi government to the terrorists. So, I mean, there was a fake story there. But this is worse. I remember when, you know, all the states you could predict would go for Trump did, and all the states you could predict would go for Biden went for Biden. And then Trump had leads in these swing states, which was not surprising given that he had turned the economy around, that he had kept us at peace with nobody invading anybody. He had diminished our troops in Afghanistan, yet we still controlled the country. No American had been killed in Afghanistan for 18 months. He had defeated ISIS without using American soldiers in combat. I mean, he had a long positive track record, which was counterbalanced by, but he says mean things on Twitter that impair the winsomeness of our Christian witness. That was the Never Trump Christian crowd. Basically didn't care that he was appointing pro-lifers to the Supreme Court and keeping peace and helping the economy. He was embarrassing them with their NPR contacts. So that's why people like David French and Russell Moore were so outraged at Donald Trump, because he kind of interfered with their plans to move seamlessly into the cultural elite. And that was the most important thing. So, but as the election results were coming in, I was having pizza at a friend's house and drinking beer, and then things got really weird. And they suddenly stopped the vote count in just these crucial states. And we all had to go to bed not knowing what on earth was going on. We wake up.
In all of those crucial states simultaneously. And you think,
yes,
who was coordinating that? That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Has anybody answered that question? No.
Yeah. And then Fox News falling all over itself to sound like MSNBC. It's like overnight, Fox News went from rah, rah, Republican. All of a sudden, they sounded like Polish state media in 1978. Crop totals for a glorious socialist revolution in Poland have doubled as expected by communist theory. Like, what the hell happened? Did they just drink Kool-Aid, or were they faking it all along? Was Fox pretending to be conservative all along, and now they're going to fall in with the regime when it is important? I mean, right now, Fox News will not mention 2000 Years. Even Tucker Carlson, he brought on the woman for True the Vote, but he wouldn't let her mention the movie. That's weird. There's something weird going on at Fox News.
2 days ago, this is Catherine Engelbrecht. And yes, there is nothing stranger than the idea, ladies and gentlemen, can you get your heads around this? Fox News will not mention the film 2000 Mules. It will not promote it. I got to tell you, I'm in the film. I've seen it a couple of times. I cannot begin to understand how good people wouldn't want to see the film and to see what actually happened, because Dinesh did a brilliant job, as he always does. And you have Fox News refusing. I got to tell you, it is so bizarre that I think this is when people are waking up. They're saying, this doesn't make sense. Something weird is going on. We've got to get to the bottom of this.
I mean, the problem with what you said there was good people. Good people. Good people are not in charge of Fox. News Corporation, the parent company. Who is the chairman of the board? Paul Ryan. Open borders, Never Trump, Paul Ryan. The most worthless apparatchik, the vilest little puppet of the globalists that exists on this earth. And also two of Rupert Murdoch's sons, both of whom are liberals. So don't count on Fox News. If they weren't making so much money from Tucker Carlson, they would have fired him long ago. Fox News is in part... something is in part useful, it's in part entertaining, but it's part of the management of the opposition, controlled opposition. And they trot out Sean Hannity to squawk for war with Russia. And then they let him say a couple of right-wing things along the way, but mainly he was there to bring Lindsey Graham on to say, we're going to investigate what the Democrats are doing has never happened. And meanwhile, in private, Lindsey Graham was saying Joe Biden should be elected over Donald Trump. These enemies within, they're like fellow prisoners who are really working for the ward. They're snitches. They're snitching on us to get cigarettes and conjugal visits in the trailer. So just think about Lindsey Graham getting a conjugal visit in a prison trailer. I want everyone to think about that while they're trying to have lunch today.
Stop it. I can't take it.
Visualize it. Visualize it. All five senses. Work through it. You deserve it. So if you don't want to do that, watch 2,000 Mules instead. I was happy to spend the $30 to buy it, and I'm bringing friends over to watch it. What 2,000 Mules does, remember when we were talking about voter fraud, the constant refrain was, evidence, where's the evidence? These are unproven allegations. So then Dinesh D'Souza brings the evidence, and he hits a brick wall, a Berlin wall, jointly constructed by the deep state, the mainstream media, and Fox News, and worthless traitor Republicans like Kevin McCarthy, like Liz Cheney. Elise Stefanik was no damn good on these things. Frankly, Trump endorses far too many people who have stabbed him in the back because they fluttered their eyelashes at him once and flattered him. So he needs to get over that. He needs to be like Michael Corleone and punish his enemies. Don't go into business.
I'm sorry, Tom Hayden, you're out. We need a wartime consigliere. We'll be right back talking to John Zmirak.
A little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Will I ask him while he shines my shoe?
Folks, welcome back. If you're able to go to our website, metaxastalk.com, you know that in Ukraine, people are suffering because of the malfeasance of the Biden administration welcoming all of the troublemakers. Okay, you've got China, you know, going in Taiwan's airspace. You've got Putin invading Ukraine. Why would that be? Oh, because somebody stole the election. His name is Joe Biden. Human beings are suffering. Elections matter. And the human beings that are suffering, they didn't ask for this. We can help them. We can show them the love of God. Go to metaxastalk.com. Please, folks, give. CSI is there. Whatever you can do. I'll give you the phone number. It's 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. They need your help. We've got to show them the love of God, because they are suffering. We get to talk to John Zmirak. John, let's keep going. We're talking about 2,000 Mules, I think.
A really, really worthwhile documentary on an extremely important topic. I mean, if you wonder, how is it that the country is being run by people who don't care if there's baby formula on the shelves or if our babies are starving? They don't care if gas costs so much people can't drive to work. They don't care that our southern border is being invaded by human traffickers bringing fentanyl that's killing our people. They don't care about any of that. but they want to provoke war with Russia. They want to lure Russia into a quagmire. They want to turn Ukraine into Vietnam for Russia and thereby destroy the lives of everyone in Ukraine who they're allegedly supposedly trying to help. We're going to make Ukraine a hellhole like we did Afghanistan, like we did Iraq, like we did Vietnam. The same people who can't get baby formula on the shelves of your supermarket are not going to bring down Vladimir Putin. They might get us into a war with Putin's Russia, actually. They are risking nuclear war. And you and I are signatories on an open letter that is appearing today at stream.org calling for the Biden administration to seek a negotiated peace in Ukraine for the benefit of the people of Ukraine, not to use Ukraine as a puppet and treat it like a pinata so that we can weaken the Russians who are allegedly such a threat to us. Meanwhile, the Chinese, of course, are our friends. I got to say, I wish Putin had thought to bribe Hunter Biden. If Putin had been willing to put up as much money in crack and prostitutes to Hunter Biden as the Chinese were, we might not have had an invasion of Ukraine.
It's unbelievable. That brings up another horrible story. Well, I just want to say we just got less than a minute left. But what amazes me is when the facts are on the table, people just ignore the facts or they try to demonize the person behind the film.
Right.
The fact of the matter is that 2000 Mules brings the facts. And it's just like the people who didn't want to look through Galileo's telescope. They're afraid of what they will see. So they make fun of him. They say he's an enemy of Aristotle. He's an enemy of the church. He was a friend of the truth, but they were afraid of the truth. They weren't really on the side of the truth. That's what we're dealing with right now. And that's why I want every American to familiarize themselves with this. Listen, get one copy and lend it out 10,000 times. It's not about money. It's about getting the truth out.
That's right. If they can steal our elections, they can do anything to us. They can keep imposing Marxism on our grammar schools and then accusing mothers who object of being terrorists. They can keep bringing violent mobs outside of the Supreme Court justices' homes and claiming that there's no problem with that. They can keep censoring the internet so we can't even communicate with our friends. I've had emails canceled because of their political content, where Microsoft said the content of my email to my friend was objectionable. That doesn't creep you out.
You and I need to talk about that. We need to talk about that next week. We're out of time. My friend, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.